Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Here we go. Wednesday, the 24th day of September 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's go, baby.
I had totally forgotten until yesterday after. In fact, right before tip-off at the Aces, I got a call from Adrian.
Oh.
Got the Miz is coming in today.
I know. He said the Miz is coming in, which told me I need to wash my hair and put on some mascara.
Good.
So thank you for the warning. Thank you, my guy.
And let me look. Check and check. No, good.
Thank you.
Fantastic. We're professional, baby.
And
my favorite part of it, because I was in Aces mode, you know, because the game's about to start or whatever. And so I'm saying to Adrian, I'm like, did we talk about this? About the time? And he's like, yeah, we did. And he goes, I could have reached out and, you know, just reminded you and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, we did, huh?
Yeah,
because we were going to try and do a thing. We were going to try and bring people in.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. We were going to utilize the Verizon sound space.
Yes.
Yeah, because we know how big WWE fans, how crazy it gets.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, we could utilize the space and do something cool and have breakfast with the Miz.
The Miz.
I know.
And then when I called you, I was like, oh, crap, he's in the arena. We got hours till tip off, but I know he's in the arena. He's probably getting his steps in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let me call him really quick and see if he'll pick up or not.
It was, no, we were in full go mode. And, but it was kind of a funny thing because I was like, did we talk about this? And then literally right after we hung up, I was like, oh, yeah, we actually made big plans and whatnot.
Yeah, during Mika's adventure week and planning and all that stuff. So it got lost in the all that stuff. But yeah,
sure.
WrestleMania tickets going on sale. So the Miz is here to talk about
that's, it. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 42, bringing it back to back.
Dang, that's crazy. It's already
He's
coming
so
back.
Excited.
I know he is.
This he
is
actually put
Christmas.
Headphones in the studio. We've had hundreds of guests on this show. Never is he prepared.
I heard I swear you. To, he walked
for
in.
For once,
he was
I
like,
found some. I'm like, cool, let me put these in here just to make sure.
Bro, don't even start with me on that. Okay, how. I'm not going to air the
Listen,
laundry.
When Chet walked in, he was like, what are these headphones doing in here?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. It's tracking.
Because I thought maybe somebody else was using the room.
No. Adrian's been setting up.
Which is fine. They're able. Yeah, I know. I'm like.
Well, I had to come in.
He's all excited.
I had to come in last night to fix some stuff because, changes and stuff. So I was like, well, might as well come in, make sure we're good to go for today.
What changes?
Well, for me, I'm also talking to the Miz for Unlikely.
Right.
And that was supposed to happen somewhere else, and that got canceled, which caused all the phone calls and why I called you. So. Yeah, I had to come in here and set up because we're doing it here.
Right on.
I love that we're like independent women, and then all of a sudden things go down. We're like, Chet, hello? Yeah. What's going on?
Well, we need to make sure.
Of course.
It is helpful.
Of course.
It's helpful.
But you're like, I got it. And then even yesterday I texted Chet. I was like, got a problem. He was like, cool, got it.
It's kind of like I'm the driver of the bus, and it's just good to know where we're going.
Listen, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Good. Well, we're ready now.
Like I said, I hung up. I want to go back and talk about this headphone thing. I bought a box of like six of them, and they disappear. They end up in people end up taking them home and stuff.
Yeah. And then have the audacity to put notes like, don't steal my headphones. You guys, you stole them from us.
Who says what?
There was no, they're not a part of our show. They just were doing something, but there was like a little note that was like, don't take these headphones. And I was like,
oh.
Or any other.
Yeah,
you mean the ones that you stole from us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it,
girl.
So don't steal them back.
Yeah, right.
Got it. Nope. Got it. Understood.
Yeah, okay.
No, my gift to you.
Yeah.
No, please enjoy. Enjoy!
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, by the way, first pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Jessica Rios from North Las Vegas.
Yeah, Jessica right up there on line number one. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi, Jess. I enjoyed that. I don't know why. I found that so funny. I just
good.
Found that pretty awesome.
Saying good morning.
Hey, you ready for this? This is the dumbest story I ever heard from an Uber situation. So we've talked about our friend Hot Gabe before.
Oh, yeah.
So she decided she didn't want to drive her car, right? She went to take an Uber instead.
Sure.
I don't even know where she was going or what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to a meeting. And she didn't want to have to park. Okay,
fair.
Ended up 30 minutes late because the Uber driver that she called ran into her car while he was picking her up.
Oh, my God.
Plowed. The word plowed was
she
used.
Went to Uber, so she didn't have to pay for parking. When the Uber came to pick her up, he ran into her car.
Yeah.
Girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Plowed. Use the word plowed.
Insane.
Plowed into her car.
Oh, my. What are the chances?
I don't know. Here's the question. Are you still taking that Uber?
Oh, my God.
No.
Are you still taking that Uber? And if you do, are you tipping?
No, that's a pass.
I don't even know if she's going to get to the destination. She's got to make a police report, call the insurance. She's busy.
No, she doesn't. He does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she could just leave and he'd have to stay there at the scene of the crime?
She got his info. She ended up calling another. She ended up calling Lyft.
Oh.
It's funny. Like, she was like, she was so mad.
Sticking it to the van. Changed apps altogether.
I'm not even going to do another Uber. I'm doing a Lyft instead. Screw you guys.
All right, good for her.
Which is funny because, you know, a lot of them drive both anyway, so it does matter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Is there any situation where you go, all right, well, can we still go?
You know, I'm being pretty self-righteous for being like, no. I probably would be like, well, I got your information, so let's go.
That's the thing. You got the guy.
Yeah. He's all right, pal. Just get me there in one piece.
Yeah, he's there. You're there. I'm guessing it plowed might be a little bit of a exaggeration.
But also, like, when people hit parked cars, that's...
How do you,
babe, nothing happened.
My car got involved in a hit and run, and my car was parked in my driveway like a month ago.
Yeah.
Someone plowed into my car.
Plowed.
Plowed.
Yeah, no, it was some damage.
Yeah.
If this is the old Pee Wee's Playhouse, I'd make plowed the secret word.
Yeah.
And then that's just how you'd win stuff today. Every time we'd find new and exciting ways to say plowed on the radio. In this case, though, we're just going to give you your tickets to Reggae Rise Up at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It says two general admission tickets. I would love to get clarification because this thing is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just for one day or is it for the whole deal? Ask your boy Micah. See if he can.
See if I can get a text back.
All right. Yeah, but I would be interested. In any event, we got you for one day for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be for the whole thing. I seem to have a recollection of doing this for the whole thing in years past.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows in 2025? All right.
Well, that was good.
All right. Have a night.
Hope your car feels
Jess.
Better.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Jess. Bye, say it.
Bye.
Michaela, say it. Bye.
Bye, Jess.
Bye, Jess. Don't get plowed today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't.
Bye.
How did you take that? Every time we play that song, I still think of when you sang with him.
Oh, my God.
Here,
I love you.
In this studio. Right, it was
the one of the best experiences Bizarre. Ever.
Yeah, and the tension was thick. You could feel it in the air.
Yeah, it was so cool.
it was cool, but it was tense. It was tense for Michaela. She was still fairly new to the show. You know what I mean?
It's like less than a month, if I believe.
And trying to find her way, and then Teddy's kind of like, "The hell's about to happen here?" You know what I mean? And it all turned out great.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Just yet another example of good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Yeah, it's another one of those stories worth telling. 27-year-old guy in Tennessee, his name's Zach Porter, 27, went into cardiac arrest at a TJ Maxx. Well, it can be. Can be a little overwhelming.
Sure, it can. Yeah.
That big line going into checkout and then all the different.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good sales.
And you go in there, God, what are we going to find today?
Exactly.
I think that's is that a marketing line for them? I don't know. However, this guy named Mike Brown didn't even want to be at TJ Maxx. His wife drug him along, you know, and he's like, all right, well, you know.
like most husbands.
I'll endure this. Oh, and Mike just happens to be a CPR instructor.
Okay.
So this 27-year-old guy goes down and Mike was able to perform CPR to keep Zach going until paramedics arrived.
Let's go.
Another stranger also took a shift. Here's Zach. Hang on. Here is Mike and Zach talking about it.
I call it divine intervention. I didn't want to go to TJ Maxx with my wife, and at the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there.
Okay, I got to be honest. I was not expecting an accent.
Okay, made it better.
Me personally, I did not go and listen first, which I realize is the first rule of being a good radio DJ.
Sure.
But man, I'm so glad we did this story now, because you know how much I love an accent.
Absolutely.
And there he was on the ground. It was just kind of surreal, to be honest with you, because nobody was really doing anything except trying to get his attention. So I just ran up and started doing CPR.
And I just woke up at Vanderbilt just very confused. I'm just really glad that Mike was here to help out. Otherwise, I'd be in a lot worse shape than I am now.
I just ran up and started doing CPR.
Oh, my God.
I took a quick hit off my vape pen.
Yep.
Just to calm my nerves.
I said he needs to breathe, so I helped him.
Steady hands. And I just, that's what I did.
Yep, period.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, cowboy.
I love that.
He talks so slow, I didn't believe that he ran to him.
And old Rocky Top.
I know, and the part of me that's so toxic, I'm like, okay, what are you saying? Just hurt what? Hurt what? You did what?
Listen. You don't got to worry about what I'm saying. You just got to know that I know.
Oh, hey.
That's the vibe.
I know.
That's what you got to do when you're doing the CPR. The CPR. I got to get you certified. It was the greatest time.
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
No, you do. You love it.
It was just fun. It was shared experience. We all went and did the thing. You have to put your mouth on the deal. You just gotta pretend. It's just this.
But then I put my hands on the chest. I just puff, breathe.
No breathe. I just told you no breathe.
I'm just trying to understand what the point is. Don't you have to breathe in their mouth to make them?
Not necessarily.
Well, maybe I should get certified. Oh, really? I know nothing.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
Look at the tips and tricks Chet has.
Stop trying to learn stuff from TV.
Certified Chet.
My bad.
No, the breathing is helpful. The breathing can be helpful. But yeah, honestly, you're supposed to crack their sternum. That's the bit. You're supposed to put so much pressure. A lot of people bust a rib.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but you want to live or not?
Yeah, no.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Those are the options. Live or break a rib. I'm going to go with live.
Or die or break a rib. And I'm going to go with break a rib.
Okay.
No, I'd rather die. I didn't break a rib, but yeah.
You got to do what you got to do to live.
Earlier this month, somebody in Utah stole an electric wheelchair that had belonged to 11-year-old Axton Bird. Axton has a rare genetic condition that limits his joint movement and weakens his muscles. Well, word got out about this whole thing. Utah's good people.
Yeah.
Couple of local nonprofits banded together. He got himself a brand new electric wheelchair. It's got an upgrade on the other one. It's got some extra bells and whistles and whatnot. My guess, here's Axton's dad. My guess is he doesn't have nearly the awesome accent that this
one. I call it divine intervention. I didn't want to go to TJ Maxx with my wife.
I guarantee this dude does not have that accent.
Mm-hmm.
When the wheelchair was stolen, we kind of hit rock bottom, and all we were seeing was red and anger, thinking, how could someone do this? But I had to remind myself and remind my wife and our family that sometimes God works in mysterious ways, and God brought these wonderful people to us. We quite literally live paycheck to paycheck. Times are hard. It's really rough out there. And so something like this, it helps us so, so much.
Michaela's having miracle flashbacks to finding her wedding ring and her big adventure with her dad. And she just like, and meanwhile, I can't stop thinking about,
I call it divine intervention. I didn't want to go to TJ Maxx with my wife, and at the last minute, I decided to go in to herd her out of there.
I'll tell you what, that accent is miraculous. It's your good feeling stories. Good feeling stories of the day. Oh no, I didn't have the thing turned on. Here we go.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Now we're ready. Love for that for accents trip me up again.
It's okay.
God just jumped up and just bit me a little bit and just
and there he was on the ground. It was just kind of surreal, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go. 7:05 on the 24th day of September 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Aces tie the WNBA semifinal best of five series at 1. Put that whooping on Indiana. Woo! Last night. It's a lot better when the team that you're playing against doesn't shoot over 60% from the field.
Yeah.
That basically what that means, Michaela, is that Indiana was making damn near everything the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not last night.
Yeah.
The Aces kind of tightened it up a little bit themselves. Sunday, I'll tell you, Sunday was just off. Everything was weird.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, sometimes. And Sunday was just one of those. It was really great because Asia Wilson, four-time MVP, never seen before. It's historical, all of this stuff. But the vibe, just the whole everything was...
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night just had a little more... Last night had a little tension to it.
Mm-hmm.
But once the game got started, everything just kind of settled in.
Listen, sometimes tension's good. It's a motivator.
So back to Indiana on Friday at 4:30. That's game number 3. Then game number 4 on Sunday at noon. And hopefully the Aces can finish it off. If there is a game number 5, it's Tuesday back here at Michelob Ultra Arena. But hopefully we don't get that far. Just Aces win out and call it even. And Minnesota lost last night too, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were number 1 seed. They lost.
Oh, wow.
Home. So they're kind of, yeah, you could care less.
No. I didn't know. I'm just engaging with you. I really didn't. I'm not going to respond anymore.
It's okay.
When I say, oh, wow, and then you go, Nikki, you could care less.
Don't do that.
Don't you do that. I'm devastated about Minnesota.
Just say something like that. I'm not going to respond anymore.
Because I was engaging with you, and I feel bad about Minnesota.
I just react. I was kind of giving you the bailout of, like, you don't have to care.
I do.
I don't think you do.
All right, well, what's going on now? So Minnesota... is not number 1
you don't
anymore.
You don't have to try to care either. It's okay. It's okay.
Great. We're moving on.
This just all got very uncomfortable, didn't it now? Like I was saying, like the other day where there was the tension in the room. Once the game started, it was fine.
And the Aces tension, yeah. It's spilling over.
Yeah, So now we'll start this game and it'll be fine. It'll be good. Be great. Jessica Sanchez. Wait, what? Jessica Sanchez from Silverado Ranch could very well become our 26th five-time champion on Michaela's hometown. Ooh. Throwdown. She has requested to play for Pop 2000 Tour live tickets. That'll be at the Lawn at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas on Friday the 3rd. Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, O-Town, BB Mac, Ryan Cabrera, LFO. Didn't it wasn't the last time that you got him on? Weren't they doing this same thing?
Yeah, and it's awesome. Listen, the girls, even guys my age, it's such a piece of nostalgia. And we lost a lot of the guys from LFO. I think there's only like one left.
Right.
Whoa. So it's crazy that they're still like, he's still a part of it. I love it.
And it's great. Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, love Ryan Cabrera.
You know? Do you?
Yeah. We used to go to his house parties in LA. We were all in our 20s. And it was so fun. It was like a jam session. It was really fun. It's nice. I'm happy
His wife's a WWE superstar.
That's
Alexa,
right.
Bliss. Alexa Bliss. That's your girl.
It was. Mm-hmm. In my head, I'm going Ryan Cabrera. And I'm like, that's significant to me for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they just had a daughter within the past
year and a half.
So.
Good for him.
So
Ryan Cabrera, make all the jokes you want, people.
Mm-hmm.
He married Alexa Bliss and they had a baby. Good for him.
Hell yeah.
That
daughter's mom. I'm like, I'm not the father.
All right, 702-364-9898. Let's go. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Pop 2002 live at Tickets For You. Be caller number 25. You at least get a chance to try and win those tickets now. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Check the cage.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, the Hometown Throwdown, trying to become the 26th ever five-time champion. Welcome back, Jessica Sanchez of Silverado Ranch.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you so excited?
I am so excited, yeah.
Did you caffeinate?
No, not yet. I just walked into work.
Oh, I like this. So you, yeah, so you'll be calm. You'll be Terminator. I got you. Understood.
Yeah, we're gonna try.
Who's our challenger?
That'll be Nicole James from Old Henderson.
Right on. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Oh, she's focused too. She's focused down, ready to go. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud. First one to three wins the game. Oh, and by the way, when you buzz in, don't just blurt out the answer. Make sure that we call on you first, because you may think you got in first, but sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Hey, Jessica, just like to ask you one more time. Why is it that we call our quizmaster the commissioner?
Because their last name is Gordon.
Their last name is Gordon. The one, the only, your quiz master, Michaela Gordon.
This rapper just received new training etiquette for the New York subway that she's offering the train goers after the release of her new album.
Jessica.
Cardi B.
Is it Cardi B?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Explain for those who don't understand.
So when you go into the subway, there is like a voice giving train etiquette, and it's Cardi B's voice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and what's more New York than her?
Totally.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Champion goes up one zip.
This singer is about to release a new album after hits like Say So, but is already receiving backlash.
Jessica.
Doja Cat.
Jess.
Dang.
Banging through it.
Tearing it up.
I love her new song. Not that that matters. I'm not exactly the guy that you look at and go, well, that's a Doja Cat thing. Right. But I do love that new song.
Her performance at the VMAs was fire, too. What's the backlash about?
It's her album cover. People aren't liking the album art for whatever reason.
And like satanic or something?
Yeah, they always kind of throw in the mix with that. But song's good. Performance is great. People are always going to have something to say. Toodles.
It's so funny. Cover art. You know what I mean? Just when you talk about things in 2025 that...
We don't even buy physical albums anymore.
Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, I realize it's making a return, a bit of a comeback, but it just seems like a weird thing to care about. Champion 2, Challenger, not quite yet.
A$AP Rocky may actually be secretly married to his longtime love. What's this singer beauty mogul's name?
Jessica for the win.
Rihanna.
And to become our 26th five-time champion, is it Rihanna? Of course it is. Game over. I got to be honest, Nicole, you didn't stand a chance today.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
High.
It was just... I'd call back. I'd try again another day. It just wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Sorry.
Don't be mad at us. Be mad at Jessica. She's the one who destroyed you. We just played it fair.
Congratulations.
She'll be back for vengeance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think this is not the last we have heard of Nicole. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you.
You too.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Look at that, Jessica Sanchez. Boy, I'll tell you what, if there was one that you could see coming from way off, Jessica Sanchez of Silverado Ranch. Number one gives Silverado Ranch their 21st win overall, pulls them in a tie for second with Centennial Hills. Aliante and Sunrise Manor are tied at the top of 25 wins overall. And Jessica joins Laura Murata of Sunrise, Kathleen Robinson of Hendertucky, Lauren Bailey of Centennial Hills, Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel, Sandy Bozick of Rhodes Ranch. Nicole, wait, who was that was just on the phone?
Nicole James.
Oh, This was Nicole Jones. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. What was this? Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch was a five-time champ. Amanda Urbanski of Coronado. Andrea Castaneda of Anthem. Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands. Parisa Solomini of Southwest. Susanna Medellin of Inspirata. Andrea Cano of Best of the West was twice a five-time champion. Roxanne Aronson of Mountain's Edge. Shirlene Cassania of Sunrise Manor. Margot Malik of Silverado Ranch. Karina Vasquez of Sunrise Manor. Brooke Sutherland of Wagon Wheel. Jackie Orozco from Aliante, who, did you see, posted pictures from Disneyland because she won High Low. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, babe.
Shana Davis of Rhodes Ranch. Jamae LeMay of Centennial Hills. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock. Jason Schaefer, also of Red Rock. Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch. And now, Jessica Sanchez of Silverado Ranch. The 26th five-time champion. Anything you'd like to say to your fans?
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having
me, Michelle. Yeah.
And enjoy your Pop 2000 Tour Live tickets. And
thank you.
And I'm sure we'll talk soon. And tomorrow, two brand new challengers on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
Guys, maybe right about 15 minutes from now, give or take, The Miz will be here, WWE superstar. Also, he says on his Instagram, pro golfer. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not quite. Maybe not.
I can't wait for you guys to bond over golf. He launches a little YouTube. Well, he launches YouTube channel.
Yeah,
golfing
yeah,
YouTube
that he's,
channel.
That so he's all about it.
So he's all about it.
It's fun. This is going to be this is a slippery slope for us just because you don't want to be dumb.
Yeah.
Because people are way into WWE. We're casual fans.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree, Michaela? We're casual fans.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I actually love The Miz because I remember seeing him on like The Real World and he was like telling everyone he was this wrestler. This was his name. Perfect. This is what it was going to be. And everyone was like, yeah, okay, okay. And then he did it, and he's like this massive wrestler. So I just like him for that, for
so
a multitude of reasons.
You'll carry this for me? You'll carry the load on this interview?
Yeah, I love this dude.
You'll carry the water?
I love this because we got connection points. You got the golf. Michaela has the reality show, which he's hosting the new Gladiator reboot, too, so he's still doing
the American Gladiator thing. I'm interested.
He's from Cleveland. I'm from Cleveland. There's connection points here, guys.
Yeah.
But how much are you going to hold out on us and save for your podcast? That's what I was.
Don't do that. I'm fantastic. I will do. We're going to get fired.
Don't do that. That's a legit question.
Fair. That's fair.
Don't you tell me.
But I want you to know. I would never do that.
Why not?
The fire. Because we have fire questions all day, baby. So we good. I'm excited.
I feel like you're holding out now.
I'm not. I can't ask you the question. I'm going to wait when he's in.
Oh, I understand. That's great. Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, The Miz coming up. So, we'll move. How about this, though? We'll move the 177-second survey, which would usually come up in a couple of... We were going to do Ed Sheeran tickets. Okay? So, we'll move that to 8:40. Okay? So, put that down.
Ooh.
Mark that down. Make a little note. Maybe make a little alarm in your phone.
Okay.
For 8:40 for Ed Sheeran tickets. In a 177-second survey. Also, Hozier tickets coming up at 8 o'clock for Relationship Rehab. So, Miz, in just a couple of minutes, Relationship Rehab for Hozier tickets, and then Ed Sheeran tickets all on the way on the Chet Buchanan Show. Hang on.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I don't want to say that we've all just become the biggest fans on the planet of The Miz, but I think it's highly possible. Welcome, man. It's good to see you.
Why wouldn't you have already been fans of The Miz?
I'm questioning that myself right
Chet
now.
Chet is kind of awesome, brother.
Joy.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. And he just moved here.
I did just move here from Los Angeles about 2 months ago. And I haven't looked back.
And you've cracked the code.
I have cracked the code. I've found great family places where my kids, who are 6 and 7, two girls, that they're enjoying. Like, because I was like, it's more for them. Like me, sure. I can adjust anywhere. I've traveled all over the world with WWE for the past 20 years. So me living somewhere, it's not difficult. As long as it has a good airport. And to be honest, the airport here, kind of great.
We
15 minutes from everything.
Yeah, man.
In L.A., took me 2.5 hours to get to the airport. And then just to get into the airport was another hour.
Oh, yeah.
And awful. It was ridiculous. Here, my wife offered to take me to the airport, and I went, wait, what? You want to take
hold up.
In L.A., never.
It's strengthening marriages, what? Moving to
it
Vegas.
Really is.
It's like a lot of really great things.
And great food. I mean, you can't find better food. And like, in L.A., we would have to drive an hour and a half to go to L.A. proper to get to a great restaurant. Here, 15 minutes, you have 5-star restaurants everywhere you want to go.
No, it's
amazing.
So I lived in L.A. forever. When I came back to Vegas, I'm from Vegas, so it was like coming back home. But I was like, everything is so much more convenient. And a lot of L.A. came to Vegas. The vibe
and there's
right
a lot
here.
Of kid stuff and community.
So much.
I was shocked at the community around here and how involved people are. With their kids and how many things there are for kids to do.
For sure.
You and Nick Carter got to meet up.
We do.
Yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
We have. I went to the Sphere to see the concert. Best concert I've ever been to in my life.
That's what he said.
Let me tell you something. I am a metalhead. I love metal. I love Slipknot. I went to Metallica with at SoFi Stadium, sold out. And I also went to Woodstock 99. The best concert I have ever been to in my life is Backstreet Boys at Sphere. And why? And by the way, I thought I knew songs. I was like, yeah, I know Backstreet. Everyone knows Backstreet Boys songs. Right. I knew every song, every word, every dance move.
What are those dance moves look like?
I wore all white. I mean, I don't know all that stuff. I knew it all. So, yeah, I knew it all. And it was amazing. And I recommend anyone that did not see it, when they come back to the Sphere, you must. It's a have to.
Yeah.
I want to see Wizard of Oz at Sphere.
My wife and I are the same. We want to go see Wizard of Oz. We're even going to go see the Eagles. I don't think I can make myself go see Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. But I have a 6 and 7 year old, and I want them to see Wizard of Oz. But I don't know if it's too much for them to handle.
I don't think it is.
What, you don't? Have you seen it?
I don't. But I've had a couple girlfriends go, and I went to the opening. I didn't see it. I had to perform there. And it was great. Like, it was beautiful. It's just like the movie, but you're totally immersed in the experience the same way you are with Backstreet Boys. And I think it's supposed to be really cool even for the baby girls.
Yeah, I think that Sphere's been doing great. I mean, Allegiant Stadium's gorgeous. Like, the best stadium in the world, I would say. I mean, you look at it and you go in there. I was just there like 5 minutes ago. I walked in and I'm in awe. My mouth drops every time. I mean, to have WrestleMania 41 there last year and we broke records. I mean, this city can handle WrestleMania. Yes. It can handle a Super Bowl. It can handle a World Series, which we'll hopefully have when the A's come here. I mean, I just love how big this city is actually getting, but still has that small city feel as well. Yeah. You can have the big city, the small city. You have it has the best of all worlds. And to have WrestleMania here, not just 1 year of last year, but to say, hey, you know what? We loved it so much. It could handle so much. There's so much for everyone to do, whether you bring your family, your friends, everyone, people of all ages, bring them here because WrestleMania 42 is coming again April 18th and 19th. And we are super excited about it because of what we saw it could do with WrestleMania 41.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And The Miz has moved to Vegas.
Yeah.
The Miz has moved to Vegas.
I loved it so much.
Champion.
I said, I'm moving to Vegas. Bring me to Vegas, baby. Be much fun
at
Vegas.
WrestleMania. Let's do it one more time.
I mean, combo tickets are on sale right now for WrestleMania 42. And we don't just bring WrestleMania. Like, Saturday and Sunday is a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
It's memorable. It's moments that last a lifetime. But we also take over the entire week. We have Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown. We have WWE World with Fanatics, which you can go to and do meet and greets with your favorite WWE superstars. But you also can do entrances. There's so much involved. We also have the Hall of Fame, which we heard that the first person that's inducted this season is Stephanie McMahon, which is incredible, which
cool.
is highly deserved.
Cool.
A lot of people don't know this. Stephanie McMahon was the head of creative about 15 years ago when I first came into WWE.
Yeah.
And I remember going up to her and asking her to cut a promo on her. And I said, I want a YouTube channel called The Dirt Sheet. And I cut a promo and she said, Dirt Sheet, I like that. And my catchphrase was be jealous. And she said, I like that too. We're going to make it happen. And so we had the first, myself and John Morrison, my tag team partner at the time, had the first ever YouTube channel for WWE. Yeah, and now WWE has the biggest YouTube channel out of anyone, anywhere. And so it's kind of cool that she was, you know, a pioneer, a trailblazer in that aspect of like creative, which normally that wouldn't happen. Usually just be like, no, we're not doing that YouTube stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But she was innovative. She said, no, we're going to do that. I remember I got phone calls the next day after the promo. And she was like, they were like, what do you want to do? What do you, I was like, I want it to be, you know, this. And everyone was on board and it worked out.
It's crazy. You know, I used to watch, obviously, wrestling. I went to a WrestleMania at the MGM. I was like 11. And so this past WrestleMania, I took my nephew. He's 14. And I was standing there next to him.
Are you talking about that one that was in the back of Caesars?
Yes.
The last time they were here?
Yes.
So you've been to every single WrestleMania that's been at Las Vegas.
Yes, I have.
Look at you.
Yes, it's true. But this time I brought my nephew. First
and by the way, out of all of us, who would have believed it would be Michaela that's been to every WrestleMania?
I know. I'm obsessed. But I brought my nephew. And it was crazy to see not only how much it's grown, but it really is generational. Like, it's growing with your kids, your nephews. Like, did you think, look, I was telling the boys earlier, I watched you on Real World when you're like, I'm going to be the Miz. Like, this is it.
Oh, no, she was fully manifested
this whole career, which I just respect so much.
Oh, thank you.
Did you think, like, this was going to be what it was going to be?
I'm from Parma, Ohio, right? Like, my trajectory was you go to college, after college you go back to Parma, Ohio, you get a family, you get a job, that's what you do for the rest of your life. Getting on the Real World changed the trajectory of my life. It changed my mindset. And then I said, you know, I'm going to be a WWE superstar. And everyone laughed at me. It was like, no way that's going to happen. Now, being in WWE for 20 years, I've held every title there is to hold. I've main evented WrestleMania. WWE has never been hotter. And I'm saying that as a fan of the Attitude Era.
Yes.
We are hotter now than we've ever been. I think it attributes to being on Netflix when you can find it anywhere, anytime. And also our deal with ESPN, being able to see all our PLEs on ESPN now, like that, it's the worldwide leader in sports.
Yeah.
And we are sports and entertainment, and we are the worldwide leader in sports entertainment. So those two coming together as a PLE with ESPN, Netflix, and also being on USA on cable, we're everywhere. We're worldwide.
True story.
And now we're bringing our biggest event here to Las Vegas for WrestleMania 42 at Allegiant Stadium.
Again.
I can't wait. Again.
Again.
Uh-huh. Again.
And when you think about this, so when we talk about WrestleMania at Allegiant Stadium, The Miz is here. He's a Las Vegas resident. I can't wait for you to see Toy Drive. I cannot wait for you to see Toy Drive. But when you think about WrestleMania at Allegiant Stadium, of course it makes you think about the 93,000 at the Silverdome.
Well, you know, I also remember, day. I remember when there was WrestleMania was at arenas.
Right. Yes.
Just arenas.
Yes.
Or then it was one night in a stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're two nights in a stadium, and it's not just WrestleMania. We're bringing stadium shows. We have like the Big Six, as we like to call it now. We have Royal Rumble.
Yep.
We have Survivor Series. SummerSlam was a two-night event in MetLife Stadium. I mean, these, not just WrestleMania is stadium. We are going stadiums worldwide nonstop, and it's just getting bigger and bigger, and our roster is getting deeper and deeper, and the as we like to call them, our superstars are getting more over, or as in more people know who they are.
Sure.
People want to cheer for the people they love, boo who they hate. I mean, the storylines are just getting better and better as well.
Oh my God,
I mean,
like telenovelas. I'm obsessed. You get the drama and the ass whooping. It's so good.
It really is.
Yeah, it's
all
great.
Of the all
and
of
the
those
women
things.
Are our second. I mean,
oh,
you look
so
at
cool.
our women wrestlers. Oh my gosh, they're doing things that I can't do. I literally look at that and I go, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
can't do that either. No. Not happening from this guy.
Never could do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm bigger, stronger, but I can't do that.
But they are athletes, and they are independent. They're strong. I love my daughters looking at our women and seeing these strong, beautiful women being able to perform in front of 90,000 at, I mean, I don't know how much Allegiant's going to be able to hold, but I mean, 70, 80, 90, whatever
it
is.
73,000
people.
Every single perform,
millions watching worldwide and being able to stand up there and do it. My wife is one of them. Maryse is one of the longest reigning women's champion in history. She is. And so to grow up with her, as well as see all these other women doing amazing things, it's incredible for me to watch.
It's incredible for us to watch, too. Yeah. And it's been fun because Adrian, with his Unlikely Pod, how many? 132,000 subscribers.
Look at you, buddy.
Trying, brother.
Our boy.
Look at you. By the way, he's from Parma. I'm from Brooklyn, Ohio, which is right next to each other. So it's always cool. Miz, I want to ask you. You talk about the impact in the ESPN and the Netflix. The other thing I love, like when you talk about pop culture, is the involvement of whether it's a Bad Bunny, a Jelly Roll, a Logan Paul, and not just coming in to be like, hey, I have a movie. You should go check it out. Or, hey, my album's coming out. They're getting in the ring. They're doing their thing. You have a lot of experience being in the ring with Logan Paul and Bad Bunny. How were those experiences like, and what were some of the differences between both?
Two completely different experiences, two completely different superstars that both have a passion for WWE. When I first met Bad Bunny, he was like, I want to learn everything. I want to know the ins and the outs. He was there day in and day out practicing in the ring.
Isn't that cool,
getting himself
though?
Ready. He would go to the Grammys, and then he would come back and practice in a WWE ring.
Coachella, too.
How great
is
that?
He would go to SNL, perform on SNL. The next day, he was in a ring, training, getting ready for our match that we were going to have, that we did have, and which blew everyone's mind.
Sure.
People were like, Bad Bunny is doing all, because everyone expected, usually when a celebrity comes in, they're barely in the ring, right? They do a couple moves here and there. You pat them on the back. Thank you very much. See you later. Not Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was in the ring the entire time.
He wanted it all.
He wanted all the smoke, and we gave him all the smoke. You know, and we didn't let up on him. Then you bring in a Logan Paul, who is not just here for one night. He's been here for what, four years now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every single, I mean, the guy's batting 1,000. He's had maybe 25 matches, and every match is a 5-star match. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show the passion that he has for a business that no one's giving him credit for except for me. I'm going to give Logan Paul all his flowers because I believe he is a mainstay in WWE, and he's a future main eventer of WrestleMania, a future WWE or world champion, whatever he... The world is his oyster. Like, this man has all the talent to be. I've never seen someone pick up WWE faster than a Logan Paul.
That's amazing.
Wow,
and that's high praise.
It's huge praise, and it's well deserved praise because that's the talent that he has, the marketability that he has. So he doesn't just have the ability to do everything on the outside of the ring. He has the ability to do everything on the inside of the ring, and finding a person that is able to do everything at a top tier level, very difficult to find.
Yeah.
And he's been able to do that.
Man. Wow. That's
and then amazing. You bring Jelly Roll. I remember Jelly Roll seeing him maybe a year and a half ago at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And he was big. He was a big boy, right?
Yeah. Like
big boy.
Yeah, we know. We've all seen it. Yeah.
And I don't know if this is to attribute to it or not, but once he felt the feeling of what it's like to be in a ring and do something like that, all of a sudden the weight started coming off.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I saw him maybe 6 months later. It was half of a person that I saw at SummerSlam. Then you see him, I believe it was this SummerSlam, and he was with, was that this SummerSlam?
Yeah, this SummerSlam.
Adrian would know.
Jelly Roll was in a tag team match, and he looked way different than he did a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's been training. He's been working out, not just for WWE, but I think, honestly, for his health. And I think the world of Jelly Roll. You meet this person, he is a light of positivity. And he was able to have that moment in a WWE ring and really perform at a high level of what he should perform. And he trained for it, he worked for it, and he succeeded at it. These are celebrities that are passionate about our product. We're not going to bring just any celebrity in to kind of promote your movie. No, you must have a passion for it. And if you do have a passion, we will give you the light and the opportunity to showcase yourself in our WWE ring. And who knows who's going to be at WrestleMania 42. Who do you want to see WrestleMania 42 as a celebrity inside the ring?
Listen, I was so down when Cardi B did that walkout. I mean, obviously she's pregnant now, so that moment won't be happening unless it does. But I feel like I love these like women calming out, doing it like you said. Like, I know you have two daughters. I love to see those badass women. Even Bunny, talk about women. Jelly Roll's wife, she's all up into it too. She's like yelling.
I mean, could it be Jelly Roll and Bunny versus The Miz and Maurice at WrestleMania 42? Could that be it in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Say it now, baby. She's a big girl too.
Capital of sports and entertainment.
That's the headline right there.
I mean, is that the headline? Is that what we're doing?
Miz, before we get out of here, I have to ask you.
I was going
to
say, we got to go.
You've main evented WrestleMania with John Cena. We got less than 5 dates until John Cena's done.
I want it. By the way, I saw the whole Twitter feed. By the way, they're at Perth in October. We're in Australia. It's John Cena versus AJ Styles because they put out some tweets. Is that what I have to do to get a match for John Cena? He's got 5 dates left. I beat him in the main event of WrestleMania 27 for the WWE Championship. I deserve yes. over AJ Styles yes. a match with John Cena one final time. The Miz versus John Cena. I don't care what it's for. I'll retire the man early. I'm sick of this.
I'm in. Well,
there it is. Fair enough.
Give it to me.
WrestleMania 42 in Las Vegas. 2-day combo tickets are on sale now. And, man, we could do this all day. Welcome to Vegas.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and I'm super excited to be here.
It's an honor to have you. I was like, great. I know it's The Miz. Big name. It's a good, you know, it's a good dude to have on the air. Totally sold.
You're the best, dude.
If the goal is to make fans and to get people excited about your product, mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you. But honestly, it's how I feel. It's like a real feeling about Las Vegas as well as WWE as a whole. I mean, I've been a fan since I was a child, and I want more kids to have the feeling that I've held when I was a kid about wrestling. Yep. So it's just passion.
Well, I don't think this will be the last that we see each other or talk to each other.
No, I'll come here every day.
Please
kidding me? Let's
do.
Go.
Buddy, the door's always open. Thank you. The Miz, everybody.
Damn straight.
Let's go.
Nice job. Dating.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Tickets for that show coming up in about 30 minutes. 8:10 on Wednesday, the 24th day of September. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. My God.
I'm agreeing with you. Oh, my God.
How much do we love The Miz?
Was that so fun?
It really was.
And I really am such a fan, so it was so exciting to see that, like, he's so cool, really smart, really passionate.
He's
awesome.
He's one of those people that... You go, we could be friends.
Yeah, totally.
You know, he's very engaging.
And I love that he was like, Backstreet Boys is my favorite concert ever. Metalhead, but I love Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, that took a lot of turns I didn't expect.
Did.
Him being, and we were talking enough off the air that I was like, oh, because I have a thing, you never leave the show in the hallway.
Right. Yeah.
So we were talking so much about he really loves Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Did he say when did he move here?
Just a couple months ago.
Yeah. And already they're all in.
And he said he was like, I could still be in my honeymoon phase. I'll talk to you in a year. I said, you're not, babe. It really is that great. You're going to love it, period. And he was like, yeah, I think so, too. We just love it.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Right out of the shoot. Mm-hmm. So they're still in the honeymoon phase. And I just said, it doesn't get worse.
No.
You know what I mean? Summer, you'll deal.
Yeah, you're fine.
But I don't think he's not going to be that guy. You could tell he's not going to be that guy.
Totally.
The kids will be fine and everything. Yep. I we're best friends. Like,
yeah, I talked to his kids. They're fine.
Oh, I know. They'll be great. Aces have tied up the WNBA semi-series. It's a best of 5. It's tied at 1. Series goes back to Indiana on Friday. VGK lost to the Kings. Oh, no. Golden Knights lost to the Kings. It's preseason.
I know.
It doesn't count.
Mm-mm.
It's like, if you win, it counts. If you lose, it
doesn't count
in preseason. That's the rule. But they'll play Utah at the Fortress on Thursday, and then the Raiders in Chicago on Sunday in Allegiant. UNLV football 4-0 at Wyoming on Saturday, and the Aviators took a 1-0 lead. They got a best of 3. For the Pacific Coast League Championship.
Love it.
Game 2 is tonight And honestly, weather perfect to get out to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Kidding me? So, yeah, I think that's, I think we've covered it all. We've covered everything. Ed Sheeran tickets in roughly 25 minutes from right now. Relationship rehab. A friend of ours was telling one of her friends how her boyfriend, okay, said, I love you to her for the first time at somebody else's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against the proposal on top, you know.
Yes.
Unless everybody is on board. Unless it's pre-planned.
Right.
Like you should ask her at my wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is an I love you for the first time at somebody else's wedding? Does that count? Especially when they were both drinking.
Oh.
Our friend was telling her friend, my boyfriend said I loved you at blah, blah, blah's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The friend says that's completely lame. It's not. And she said, because you were both drinking and you were at the wedding, the I love you is not authentic.
Listen, okay, I got to think on this. But
yeah, give it a minute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there may be a follow-up question. There may be a follow-up question that I saved for tomorrow. But if you say I love you at somebody else's wedding, does it count? If you say I love you while you're drunk at somebody else's wedding, does it count and is it authentic?
Mm-hmm.
702-364-9898. Why don't we do... Oh, Hozier tickets.
Oh, yeah,
Wait a minute. I know we've got something cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Hozier will be the Unreal Unearthed Tour at T-Mobile Arena, Sunday, October 5th.
Love it.
Not this weekend, but next.
That's right. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation.
Yeah. I feel like we need to hurry up and give these tickets away because we're running short on time. Because it's almost October 5th. Oh, my God. Relationship Rehab right now, only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Relationship Rehab, does it count if the first time they say I love you is at a wedding? And is it inauthentic if they say I love you and both of you were drinking? Those are the questions. Hi, Jess. Today is Jessica Day on the show. Is this not like the fifth Jessica that we've had on the show, Michaela?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so a friend of ours was telling one of her friends how her boyfriend, obviously she asked us not to give names, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend said, I love you to her for the first time at somebody else's wedding. Her friend thought it was lame that he did it that way, which then made her question it. Sue, what say you?
I think it's valid. I know it's a little cheesy, but I mean, it's a wedding full of love. Some drinks are flowing and your emotions are just kind of like out there. You know, I said I love you to my boyfriend for the first time at a beer pong tournament. And so.
Because you were hammered.
Yeah, I was hammered.
I love it.
That's great.
A beer pong tournament's actually a great place.
So, I was leaning towards team inauthentic, and then I realized that thought's been rattling around in his brain for a while, and then because I will also tell you this, it's highly possible that saying I love you for the first time for a guy is even scarier than proposing.
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought about that a little bit, and I went, geez, So it's probably been rattling around in his brain for a minute. And then they're at the wedding. Emotions are high. Everybody's all dressed up. Uh-huh. Yeah, you've had a couple of drinks. Then you're dancing and everybody's
love.
Love is in the air. Mm-hmm. And then, they just, I love you. And then, yeah. So,
yeah.
So, Jessica, yes, it counts?
Yes, it counts.
Michaela, did we sway you or were you already on Yes, It Counts?
Yes, I could It counts. See.
You were on Yes, It Counts anyway?
Yeah.
I would love to hear from somebody who says, hey, Eva, is that Maria on line one that says it doesn't count?
Yes.
Fantastic. Jessica, have a really great time at Hozier next weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on one second. I want to grab Maria before she goes. Maria, you say this does not count.
It does not. I mean, you're at a wedding, you're drunk, and you kind of love it in the air, and then I'm pretty sure the next day you're going to regret it.
Huh. Like, yeah, I see.
I see it too.
Yeah.
I feel like more than making it something you regret, the wedding just amplifies the love vibes.
Yeah. We're not trying to gang up on
no,
you.
No, absolutely just not. You probably are right.
I just happen to agree with Michaela.
Happen to say I love you every time at a wedding.
I do. Maria, one of the things that I think I get with this, you can't take it back.
Yeah, but hopefully if she was drinking too, she won't remember.
Funny. Maybe. Just maybe.
That's it. I would just not take it to heart because it's a wedding and you're drunk.
Yeah, just leave room for whoopsie the next morning.
That is
exactly.
Maria, you're great. Have a great day. That's really funny. That because there are two. I just realized there are two kinds of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's the me and the you, and then there's our friend that goes, he said I love you. Hooray!
Yeah. Uh huh.
There's other people that are going, nah,
he said I love you.
Not
and prepare
so
tomorrow.
Yeah. You were drinking. You were at a wedding. You know, you were drinking. You're at a wedding. Hooray!
Yeah, dude. Same words, different tone.
Yeah. And they're going, you were drinking. You were at a wedding.
Yeah.
Don't believe a word he says. None of it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, no, okay.
I like it. He loves her.
So we're going to be on the side of love.
Yeah, we agree.
We understand those who don't.
Yes. We understand.
Rarely do I read people who try to circumvent the system and go straight to my phone. Although I guess if you're reaching out to the show, you're reaching out to the show. What do I?
True.
Shelley says it's hard for some people to say I love you. Why dim your friend's shine? Sounds like he was overcome with the emotions and let the cat out of the bag. Be happy for your friend. Women need to support each other, not diminish important moments.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, why you always make it so hard to love you?
Yeah.
Somebody actually just came out and said the words and you still want to.
You're like, I don't know about this. I literally love you.
No.
What?
Why you got to be all Sabrina Carpenter on them? In
the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Do you DoorDash? I don't see you as being a DoorDasher.
I did when I lived in LA. I was a big DoorDash girl, but now.
Really?
I don't know why more.
Was the food good?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I ordered from this place called Zhang Tao Chicken. It was delicious.
Were they close?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
No, and my wife is a big one for the quality of the food and whatnot.
Of course.
And so, yeah, and honestly, me too. So, and there are some people, I understand, you live by DoorDash. You can't imagine a world without DoorDash. We get everything now.
Yes.
Delivered to our door. Perhaps you should back off on DoorDashing your murder supplies.
Oh.
On Monday morning, a DoorDash driver called the police after making a very strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. Doesn't this sound straight out of a movie?
Yeah.
I can only imagine what Sweetwater, Texas is, but I'm imagining like tumbleweeds,
totally.
one road, you know, like is that where Route 66 goes? And
yeah.
The complete list of items has not been released, but word has it that the delivery included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, And
oh my God.
Like at least throw in like a
Cheetos.
Or a unicorn pool floaty or something to make it look like, you know, to tie it all together. Police say a 42-year-old man named Neil Cooper, now this is not good, placed an order on DoorDash for these items. It says here in the article, kidnapping / murder tools. But when the cops showed up at the motel room, Neil said, "I ain't leaving," and warned officers that he was armed. And the cops forced their way in, and there was a hostage inside the room.
Well, I believe it with those tools.
The hostage was rescued, but was later arrested because they had an outstanding warrant.
Oh, my God.
There's no word on their identity, but it sounds like the whole thing was drugs. Neil got arrested for aggravated kidnapping, and there could be additional charges. Unclear what his ultimate goal was, but it clearly looks like it could have been a real bad scene. A lot of people praised the driver for acting after seeing the red flags, right?
Obviously.
One other person commented, though, "I'm glad it worked out for the best this time, but do you really want your DoorDash driver deciding your order is suspicious and calling the cops? I want to tell that driver, you don't get paid to think. You get paid to deliver things."
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's The More You Know. Before we go, I am shocked that I had not heard this story before. My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion from Titanic.
Love it.
Almost didn't happen.
Why?
James Cameron, the director of the movie, he didn't like it.
Stop.
Celine Dion didn't like
it. Stop.
Obviously, they both went ahead with it anyway and later changed their minds. Loved it.
Hello.
Years later, Celine said, and I quote, "I'm glad I sang the song. I'm so happy that my people don't listen to everything I say." Renee, her husband, encouraged her to do it. So she was like, okay.
That gives me goosebumps.
All right, fine.
I'll do it.
Did you ever meet her?
Never.
Did you ever meet him?
Never.
He was fantastic. She's great.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
He was fantastic. And just a godsend. At one point in, you know, when they were at the height of that residency at Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, you could call Renee and just like I called him a number of times. "Hey, sure would like to have somebody. I got somebody. You don't call in the favor a whole lot. But there's somebody that would love to meet Celine."
I love that.
"Yep, just give me the name.
No way.
Yeah, we'll take care of it." And treated them like they were royalty.
Wow.
So
they're
good.
They're good people. I love that.
My wife used to make cookies for Celine.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Which turned into her making these other like cherry cross buns or some BS for Elton John when he would take over the room.
Yeah.
Then my wife, Celine says you make her cookies. Okay. And then J-Lo also got
love it.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's so cool, Amy.
There was an episode of Scrubs in 2002 when Zach Braff and Sarah Chalk's characters, for those of you who remember Scrubs, main character, love story.
Yeah,
love they it. Went bungee jumping. They had stunt doubles do the jump. The stunt doubles met on set that day for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
They wound up getting married.
Oh, I love it.
They've since divorced, but
they did get started, at least.
It's fine. Great. Hey, look how close we are to Friday, which is a beautiful thing. Yep. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANA. And believe it or not, schedule wide open today. So I've just packed it full of other stuff to catch up for when the schedule is, you know, with public stuff on it. And then I got room for that, too. Adrian, what you got working?
Yes, sir. Well, yesterday we had Miz on the show to promote WrestleMania 42 and the tickets going on sale. And luckily, I was able to talk to him, too. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez and the Miz. Really great conversation. Got to talk to him for about 45 minutes. If you're a wrestling fan, please go check that out. And, of course, Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon and my KALAH, and I will see you tonight at Nowhere Lounge, baby.
Yeah, you will. Girl, got to make that money.
That's right. Go shake it, baby. See.
Put a tip in the jar. Do you have a tip jar?
No. You know what's so funny? In residencies, like at the Wynn or at Fontainebleau, No tip jars. No,
of course not.
Never.
No, of course. Had you said yes, I would have been like, really?
Yeah. Just like, no, they shocked. Just slip it in your hand and you're like, thanks, bro.
Oh, do they?
They still do.
Old,
yeah.
Old guys.
Uh-huh. Women too. They sure. Just know to put it in your hand and they then love, you're like, thanks.
Everybody loves Michaela Gordon.
No.
Everybody
I mean,
does.
No.
Well, they do. Well, I know that. I've seen it firsthand. And if you love Michaela Gordon, be back here tomorrow. Make sure you tell somebody you love them today that you haven't told in a while because you never know when you might not get another chance. And tell somebody they did good today because that's super important. And I don't think we do enough of that. Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And believe this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.